Let's begin.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's time, sports fans!
Talking Huskers.
Touchdown, Huskers!
Blue Jays.
He's no so good! Oh my God!
Sports and more for you from 11 to 2.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, here's Nick Baugh.
Yes, sir. Welcome in. Tuesday, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. And, of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Pleasure to be in again today. Got a couple of hoops games to talk about tonight. Creighton, North Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota. I'll be on the call, of course, for Creighton, North Dakota on, I think we're on FS2 tonight. And then, of course, we're ramping up for this weekend, Creighton, Nebraska. We'll be on the call on FS1 for that bad boy. Me and Justin Kutcher got that one. That one's going to be a blast. It's always a great environment, whether it's at Pinnacle Bank Arena or the CenturyLink Center. And, of course, we're going to talk a lot about Scott Frost today. If you're not familiar with who he is, get your Google game right. And also, Central Florida's found their new head coach. We'll get into that as well. But I want to start with this. Do you ever, if you ever want something in the moment and don't get it, and then look back on it and go, oh, my God, thank God I didn't get that. And you may not understand that in the moment, but then years pass by. It could be a job. It could be whatever. And you go, oh, man, thank God that didn't happen. Like for me, I've told you guys numerous times, my dream job for as long as I can remember is to be a national college basketball analyst on TV. And the second I graduated from Creighton, I wanted to be Jay Billis immediately. You know what I mean? Like, literally, I'm talking 22, 23 years old, fresh out of college. I was like, okay, Bristol, ESPN, hello, right here. I'm your guy. Put me in the studio on games, everything, right? Straight to my dream job is what I wanted. But that didn't happen. And I was able to learn the game from a coaching perspective for one more year as a graduate assistant under Coach Altman. Valuable. Then I lucked into being able to walk into being a full-time radio analyst for Creighton. Valuable. And then I was also able to get about, 9, 10, 11 games a year on local TV when KMTV and NET would broadcast a handful of Creighton games. Valuable. And I did all that for about 6, 7 years. And so you think I was able to broadcast on radio and TV 35, 40 games a year for 6, 7 straight years. So I was able to improve. I was able to get comfortable. I was able to kind of figure out how I like to prepare, what I like to look for, all that. I mean, just like anything, the more you do something, the more comfortable you get, the better you get. It's just that's a rule of life. And on top of all of that, I was also able to mature as an individual. Not only was I not ready for ESPN and the big times, nationally televised games when I was 22 from a skill standpoint, but I wasn't even close to ready from a maturity standpoint. Now, was it frustrating? And there were times I was angry as heck at things not happening. I can't tell you how many times I used to be sitting in my radio position. I'd look down at the people that are calling the game on national TV, and it used to eat me. But now, as things have played out and things have aligned, I've luckily gotten a shot with Fox, and things have progressed nicely for me on that end. And you may be going, Nick, quit talking about yourself. What's the point of the story? Well, my point of the story is sometimes in the moment, you're angry at something that isn't happening. Then time passes, and you look back, and you say, oh, my God. Thank God that didn't happen when I wanted it to. And I think that school of thought totally applies to Scott Frost right now. You could tell, Jerwin Frost in the press conference was asked about the job a couple years ago, and you could tell there was still some anger and animosity from Scott Frost about not even receiving a phone call the last time the Nebraska job was open, and they obviously hired Mike Riley. You could tell that still is something that, you know, eats at him a little bit. But Frost even said it himself then, that he was glad he didn't receive a phone call. Because you know what? The timing wasn't quite right. First of all, from the leadership in place 3 years ago for Nebraska was not good. Scott Frost didn't want to work for Sean Eichhorst, and Scott Frost didn't want to work for Harvey Pearlman. And I have to imagine that Scott Frost is 1,000 times better coach today than he was 3 years ago. And I have to imagine that Scott Frost is 1,000 times more prepared today to be the head coach at Nebraska than he was 3 years ago. So not only was the situation at Nebraska not ideal for Scott Frost 3 years ago, he probably wasn't ready for the Nebraska job 3 years ago in a lot of different ways. People will tell you, you ask anybody in any coaching profession, that in basketball, it's, you know, that's always say all you're doing is moving over one seat on the bench from the assistant to the head coach. And that one move is a massive one. There's a huge difference between being a wide receivers coach or an offensive coordinator or whatever to being the head coach at a major university. So the fact that Scott Frost was able to go to a program in Central Florida, take over a broken situation and a broken locker room that had just went 0-12. He was able to fix that, remedy it, coach it up, and go 12-0 in his second season. That experience, that process, you can't put a price on that. The past 2 years helps him so much right now. Frost has learned how to navigate totally being in charge, being the ultimate decision maker. He's figured out how to recruit as a head coach. He's figured out how to run everything from a day-to-day standpoint, weight room, how we're training, we're practicing this time, we're going to take this day off, we're going to watch film these days, like all that stuff. That's all. Those are all decisions that get made by one guy, the head coach. He also was able to find a group of guys in a coaching staff that he clearly likes, he's comfortable with, he believes in them. They accentuate his strengths. They make up for his weaknesses because they're all pretty much coming with him to Nebraska. And lastly, Scott Frost had to have gained an enormous amount of confidence in himself too. You can believe, he probably sat there in Eugene, Oregon while he was the offensive coordinator and the play, and he's sitting there going, man, boy, I tell you, if I was a head coach, ooh, I would just tear it up. And you can have that confidence, right? But until you go do it, that confidence is, it's there. I'm not saying it's not there. But when you have that belief in yourself and then you go do it, oh boy, that is throwing gasoline on the confidence fire. Because that's one of the things that struck me on Sunday. Is Scott Frost has a look in his eye, a bounce in his step, and a swagger about him that I think, in all reality, guys, only comes from going 12-0. I got to believe that when he's brushing his teeth in the morning and he looks in the mirror, he thinks, man, that dude looking back at me, 0-12, 12-0, I'm a bad boy. And he wouldn't have been able to equip himself with all that stuff had he gone straight to Nebraska 3 years ago. So I think the stint at Central Florida was massive for Frost in getting ready for this time at Nebraska. And listen, Nebraska needed to get ready for him too. And now we can kind of look back at all this. Nebraska needed to phase out some of the leadership that was in place before Frost could come here. Harvey Perlman needed to move out. Sean Eichhorst needed to move out. The leadership needed to get right for Scott Frost to come home, and it did. Ronnie Green, Hank Bounds, Bill Moose, even finding a spot for a guy in Matt Davison who he played with, who's one of his best friends, who's going to now be in his office every day helping him, is important. So it's just interesting when you all look back on it. And I'm sure we all have something like that in our life that in the moment we were frustrated as heck. Why isn't this happening? What I need to do this. Then all of a sudden, a couple years later, you go, ooh, man, huh. I'm glad that worked out the way. I'm glad that didn't happen at that time. And, you know, I'm not one of those guys that says, you know, everything happens for a reason. I don't believe in that. But there are certain things in your life that play out exactly how they should for it to work. As much as the last 3 years have been painful for Nebraska, the program, the fans, everybody, I think when you take a step back, you take a deep breath, you look at the what has played out, and I think it all was able to play out perfectly to set the stage for Scott Frost and his return to Nebraska. It's pretty cool when you think about what's been happening at Nebraska, how things got ready here, and then what happened for Frost and how he got ready to come here. Pretty amazing. 402-951-1620. All right, let me set up the show for you. Robin Washit, HuskerOnline.com. He's going to stop by at 11:30. We'll talk some Husker football with him. And, of course, we'll talk a little Nebraska hoops. Nebraska beat Boston College, but then got rocked pretty good at Michigan State, and they got Minnesota tonight, big one, before they head to Creighton this weekend, and then Kansas comes to town the following Saturday. Andy Kindy, KTV Sports Director, he was in Orlando this past weekend, and so he was at the American Athletic Conference Championship game. He was able to, I would assume, pick up on some anecdotal things of just being at Central Florida and being around Frost over the past weekend. We'll talk to AK at 12:30, and then Mitch Light, managing editor, Athlon Sports. We'll talk about the college football playoff being set, this coaching carousel, and how it kind of continues to spin round and around and around. But let's take a break. Artie's Hotline, 402-951-1620. You can email the show, nick@1620thezone.com, or, of course, you can hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. We're off and running. Game time.